The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dan Tro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dan Tro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Dancho and Pat finally located the Planeteer with the help of a League patrol. Thinking Billy and James still captives of Slick and Blackie, Dancho is taking the desperate chance of slipping aboard the Planeteer in a spacesuit. Meanwhile, Billy and Jane are on the battered old hulk piloted by Rox, the prospector, who rescued them from the asteroid on which they were marooned. Slick has just discovered Dantro's roots.
But, Slick, I could have sworn it was a meteor moving out there in space.
Meteor, you dope. Did you ever see a meteor moving that way? That's no meteor. Planet Man must be up to some trick.
Well, what can it be? A torpedo? A space mine?
No, he still thinks we've got the kids on board. Anyhow, he's not sure. He doesn't know where they are. He wouldn't take a chance of blasting us. He'd know he'd never find out.
Well, what is it, then?
I don't know, but I'm not going to wait to find out. I told you to get up to those ray turrets. Now, come on and don't ask so many questions.
Yeah, but I
told you to get up there.
Yeah, well, will you wait a minute? Those turrets are controlled automatically with the same controls that run the ship.
I know that, but they can be run by hand, too, in an emergency.
Well, you don't expect me to hit that little speck without automatic sighting, do you?
You're right, I do. You'd better. I don't know what it is, but you can be sure it's one of Planet Man's tricks. Now, come on, and you'd better shoot straight.
Darrow on the Cosmos calling the Sagittarius. Pat Darrow calling the Sagittarius.
Come in, Cosmos.
Are you watching the Planeteer?
Yes, there are 40 ships surrounding them.
Well, you know what Danto's plan is.
Yes?
Be sure to follow him on your detectors.
We are.
Wait. Wait, something's happening. The Planeteer is firing. No, they mustn't. They're firing at Danto. They must have spotted him. What can we do?
We've orders not to attack under any circumstances.
But you can't just sit and watch them burn him out of space.
I'm sorry, Miss Darrow, but our orders were specific.
Well, I'm going to try to contact him directly. Hello. Hello, Dantro, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pat.
They're firing at you.
I know it, Pat.
Well, you've got to turn back. Do you hear me? Turn back at once. You'll never make it. Dantro, do you hear me? Turn back.
Keep firing and you better hit what you're shooting at. That's the Planet Man himself.
Planet Man? Well, he must be out there in a space suit.
I don't care what he's out there in. See that he doesn't get back.
He's dodging around so I can't get a line on him, but sooner or later I will.
Dantro, come back here. You're not going to do any good now. They've seen you anyway.
You're right, Pat. I'll head back. I'd hoped I could get through without being spotted, but it didn't work.
Shall I have them bring the Cosmos in closer to pick you up?
No, if you do, they're certain to fire on it, and I won't jeopardize the lives of the crew.
Well, then come back as fast as you can.
Don't worry, I'm not wasting any time.
Heading back, Blackie. You sure messed that up.
Well, if you think you can do any better, you come up here and try.
Never mind. It's too late now anyhow. He's reached the Cosmos.
Why don't you let me blast the ship? They're within range of these rays.
No, there's no sense stirring up any more trouble we've got. I'm sure that Planet Man is keeping the patrol from attacking us because of those kids. Now, if we destroy his ship, they may close in. They just leave us alone long enough, I'm sure I can fix these controls, and then we'll leave them all behind.
Thank goodness you made it. I thought you were done for.
Well, I was pretty worried myself, Pat, but a spacesuit at that range is a pretty small target, and I kept moving around, which didn't make it any easier for them.
Well, don't take any more chances like that. You're not going to help the kids any by getting killed.
I wish I knew what was wrong with that ship.
Are you sure there is something wrong with it?
Quite sure, Pat. They wouldn't be sitting the way they are otherwise. But whatever it is, they must be working on it. And the minute they get it fixed, they'll take off again. There's only one thing we can do.
What's that?
If we sow a net of space mines around them, they won't dare move. We'll make the net so thick it'll be impossible for them to slip through. At least it'll make them stay where they are.
Do you think that'll really stop them?
Even if those two aren't crazy enough to try to run a cordon of space mines. No, they'll stay put, Pat. Hello? Cosmos calling all League ships. Cosmos calling all League ships. Proceed immediately to surround the Planeteer with Plan 3. You have each been assigned sectors. Cover your individual sectors completely. That is all. There, Pat. That ought to do it. Let's go watch from another sector.
How you doing on those controls, Slick?
I think I've got them. I'll know in a minute. Any signs of action on the detector?
There's action, all right, but none of it's coming in toward us.
What do you mean?
I don't know what's going on, but those patrol ships are all moving around. Looks like some kind of formation or something. Think they're getting ready to attack?
No, until they know for sure where the kids are, we're safe enough.
Yeah, but it just don't look right. Maybe you better come up here.
Now, just a minute. I'll have these controls fixed, and then we'll clear out of here so fast it won't matter what they're doing.
Wait a minute. Somebody's trying to contact us on the space communicator.
All right, you better pick it up. There's no harm in listening.
Slick and Blackie know something is up. What is this message they are to receive on their communicator? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Slick and Blackie, they were about to receive a message over the communicator of the Planeteer. Sending this message is Danto, who is aboard the League of Planets ship Cosmos, where he is directing operations in an effort to overcome these two space pirates.
Hello, Planet Man calling the Planeteer. Planet Man calling the Planeteer.
What do you want?
You've been surrounded by a net of space mines. Don't attempt to leave your present position.
Space mines? Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, Blackie. I mean it. Stay where you are.
Save your breath. I'm cutting communications right now. If you don't believe me, it's just too bad.
Do you think the space mines will keep them where they are?
They're tough, but they're not interested in committing suicide, Pat. They'll stay there all right.
Slick, I'm worried. I'm scared.
I told you they're only bluffing.
Yeah, but look at the detector. You can see the spots all over. We're surrounded by them. Must be mines, like he said.
Look, that doesn't prove anything. They can be dodged.
Dodged?
Sure. All they got to do is pull the firing device and the mine wouldn't go off.
How do you know?
I'll tell you. Why don't you take a space suit and go out and check one of them if you're so worried?
Well, don't get mad. It's just that I wish I was as sure as you are.
Look, figure it out for yourself if you can. They think we've got the kids here. Or if we haven't, we know where they are, which we do. If they blow us up, they blow the kids up with us. Now, use that excuse for a head you got. Would they take a chance with live space mines? Of course they wouldn't.
What are you going to do?
In about 2 minutes, I'll have these controls working again, then we're going to move.
And go right through those mines?
Look, if you're scared, take a spacesuit and give yourself up. I'm leaving, and I'm going right through the mines. Nothing's going to happen. Like I said, they wouldn't dare. But if you're so worried, goodbye.
Oh, you know I'll stick, would you? If you're so sure, I guess it's okay.
What's happening, Dantrell?
I don't understand it.
What?
It looks like the Planeteer's beginning to move.
Oh, no, they can't. You told them.
I guess they don't believe me, Pat. I'm going to contact them again. Planet Man calling Planeteer. Planet Man calling Planeteer.
There goes the radio again, Slick. Shall I pick it up?
Nah.
Maybe it's something important.
It's just more talk. There's nothing they can say to us we haven't heard. Besides, we're underway and we ain't got time to wait.
Okay, you're the boss.
Don't they answer?
I'm afraid not, Pat. I guess they're pretty sure I'm bluffing.
Well, can't you stop them in some way?
It's too late now, Pat. Look.
What happened?
They hit a mine.
But the kids, what about the kids?
I don't know what to say, Pat. Maybe they weren't aboard.
Oh, even if they weren't, you said yourself that they might be on an asteroid the way we were and that we may never find them. Can we go in and search the wreckage?
There won't be any wreckage. Those mines wouldn't leave anything but tiny fragments of the ship and whatever was aboard.
But we don't know whether the kids were there or not. Oh, Dantro, this is horrible. If only we were sure they weren't aboard.
I'm going to give orders to search every asteroid, every deserted area of every inhabitable planet in the solar system. If they left those kids somewhere, we'll find them.
Don't try to fool me, Dantro. We'll never find them in time. Whether they were aboard or not, it's the same thing.
Hello, this is Planet Man aboard the Cosmos calling League Patrol headquarters. Planet Man calling League Patrol headquarters.
Come in, Planet Man.
Dispatch every available ship to search the asteroid belt and all inhabitable deserted areas in the solar system for signs of Billy and Jane Darrow. I want every ship to report at 3-hour intervals. And I want immediate word about anything that looks at all like it might be some sign of these two children. Spare no effort. Put all crews on 24-hour alert. Proceed at once. I'm heading back for Planaria Rex.
Message received. Your orders will be carried out immediately.
Oh, Dantro, what'll my father say? This news will hit him terribly hard. You don't know how much those kids meant to him. Ever since their mother died, he's taken care of them. He won't be able to stand it. I wonder if he'll find out before we get there.
No, he doesn't even know the kids were missing, Pat. I asked Judge Augustus not to tell him. We'll break the news when we get back.
Well, Dantro and Pat are in a very bad way over what they think happened to Billy and Jane aboard the Planeteer. Will the League Patrol find Rox the Prospector and in turn the kids? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet.